is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three of the Tuesday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site, totally free, so enjoy. freetalklive.com. We go straight to the phones, to the fun, to Seth in Ohio on an amplifier line. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
It's really weird.
What's weird?
Being on air. I've never called a radio show before.
Just pretend like you're on the phone with a couple guys. It's no big deal.
Okay.
So what's on your mind?
Well, I got a short little story for those who don't think that the government will come after you with guns.
Okay.
Not that they came after me specifically, but, I mean, I'm only 20 years old. I just moved out of my house the end of last year.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And I've been moving back and forth between my parents' house and my apartment because I can't afford it. So they're in two different counties, so I got to pay, like, all kinds of taxes, like, to different places. So since I've never actually paid my own taxes before, I kind of neglected one of them.
What taxes are you paying? I'm a little confused. You're just living in an apartment.
It was a tax to the county I was living in.
Okay, for what?
I don't know if it was an income tax or what. I don't really understand. I got a letter saying I didn't pay my taxes, and through some mishap with my roommate, I didn't get it for a long time. And now I'm getting letters from the police, not the tax department.
Oh, my God.
Saying that, you know, they're going to put a warrant out for my arrest.
They can put a warrant out for your arrest for taxes? What are these taxes for?
What's that?
You don't even know what these taxes are for.
See, I don't really understand. I mean, I think it's my income tax. I don't really know.
You're in the state of Ohio. I mean, you say you're 20 years old. Have you ever paid state income tax before?
Well, my dad's always taking care of that stuff.
Oh.
I've never really had to think about it.
Mm. I see. Yeah, that's a problem.
This is a hard lesson.
Yeah.
So the police have written you a letter saying pay up or else.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
I got to take off work and go down to the police department and get this figured out, or the taxes department or whatever.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, man. Go down, see what you can do, and see if you can clear things up, and let us know what your status is. Doesn't sound good. This is a problem with...
I'm sure don't get pulled over.
Right, and this is a problem with parents that just sort of coddle their children. Don't you worry about your taxes, son. I'll take care of it for you. When I was 16, I actually went through the process of doing taxes myself, so I understood exactly what was going on. To leave it be for 4 years until you're 20 years old and then out on your own and then all of a sudden discover, oops, I was supposed to be doing X, Y, and Z, and I didn't realize it because, oh, boy.
That's rough.
That's a mess. Well, let us know, man. Keep us informed, and I appreciate the call, Seth. Thank you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number.
A letter from the police.
Yeah.
Saying you haven't paid your taxes.
That's pretty scary. 1-800-259-9231. I don't know. If you're in Ohio and you know a little bit about the income tax situation up there, is there a state income tax? Have you encountered something similar? 1-800-259-9231 to bring up whatever's on your mind. All right, so we talked to Doug last hour, and he was concerned that us libertarian types talk too much about economic freedom. And I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I think that might be, and he did specify you, Mark, that was more of an issue for you.
I think to some extent you sort of talk about the liberty end of things on the show, and I sort of talk about the economic freedoms, freedom from taxation and those kind of things.
I think we do a good job of covering as many bases as possible, but I guess he disagreed. So here's something for Doug.
Okay.
This coming from StopTheDrugWar.org. Just a week after the U.S. House of Representatives voted to continue funding Justice Department raids on medical marijuana patients and providers in states where it's legal, the feds have struck again. 5 people have been arrested in a series of DEA and local police raids Thursday, hitting 13 medical marijuana dispensaries in San Diego County alone. Some people are being charged under state marijuana distribution laws in the cooperative federal-local effort. More arrests are expected, and the raids and arrests came as federal officials unsealed two indictments, one charging the Purple Bud Room and Tender Holistics Care dispensaries with illegally distributing marijuana, the other laying similar charges against five people who owned and operated Co-op San Diego. The feds went after four doctors on suspicion of providing medical marijuana recommendations for people the officials claimed did not legitimately need marijuana. State and federal officials have filed complaints with the state medical board against the doctors. So do you see what they're trying to do here, Mark?
Scare them.
Yeah, they're trying to scare not only the providers of the marijuana, but also they're trying to scare the doctors.
Yeah.
Because the situation in California, as I understand it, has been that if you want to get your hands on the medical marijuana, you go find yourself a friendly doctor, a doctor that's sort of friendly to marijuana, and say, Doc, I'm sick. I got glaucoma. I'm having trouble breathing.
And my AIDS is acting up.
Right. Whatever you say to them. And then they say, oh, well, marijuana would work for you. And they, you know, write you out the prescription. It's just sort of a nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Sure.
Sort of a thing. And so now they're charging these doctors on suspicion of providing medical marijuana for those who it was claimed don't need it, which means the doctors are now going to be more careful with who they prescribe the marijuana to, meaning that it's going to be harder for the people that legitimately need the marijuana.
They're cracking down the prescriptions now.
Too. Right, to get the marijuana. And I think that what this is showing is that medical pot isn't good enough. It's not enough. Sure, it's good news in everything that, 11 or 12 states now that have passed medical marijuana provisions to where patients that need it can get their hands on this, and that's good. I'm not attacking medical marijuana. I'm just saying that this is evidence of what happens when you don't go all the way to full legalization. You've got two different classes of medical marijuana users now. You've got two classes of marijuana users, the legal ones and the illegal ones. And the feds and the local governments are still doing, apparently, whatever they can to arrest those that aren't supposed to be using this product. And it's just resulted in a few exemptions, and the war continues on marijuana smokers. I think that marijuana smokers, while yes, they should be cheering on the medical marijuana initiatives, should also just not stop there and realize that this is not the end of the road, that what we need here is full legalization of not just marijuana, but absolutely every single drug in the marketplace, black market, gray market, all of the drugs out there need to be fully available to anybody that wants to purchase them. And we need to come to the understanding that the individuals that are purchasing these products are not bad people. They're just people that want to experience life from a different perspective. They don't want to drink alcohol in the evening. They may want to choose to, say, smoke a joint, for instance. But I think that this is pointing out here that this isn't good enough. We need to continue this fight all the way for full legalization. That's important, because until we do, people are still going to continue to get raided. And when I say people, I mean people that aren't even connected to drugs. We've seen story after story of innocent individuals who've never had any connection whatsoever to any drug use having their doors kicked in, family members shot and killed, dogs killed by the police, you name it. It's happened. And these people have not been involved at all. These are innocent people who are being hurt by this war on drugs.
Well, and you forget, or you don't mention in this particular instance, the fact that we have a war on drugs drives up the prices of drugs like heroin and cocaine and these really addictive drugs that people are willing to commit terrible crimes to get. And those crimes, they wouldn't be committing those crimes if it wasn't for the fact that those prices were so high. So all the people, a lot of the violent crimes that are committed in this nation are committed by people trying to get these drugs. And they would, for instance, if they're
trying to get the money to get the drugs.
They're not doing it for tobacco. They're not doing it for alcohol.
No, they're not.
Doing it, those are the legal ones. They're doing it for the illegal stuff.
And they're also doing it for the gray market products as well. OxyContin, the products, the hydrocodone-based products, that sort of thing. that you cannot get without a prescription. So there's restrictions placed on them, which means that the black market's in full force there as well. And get the DA's quote on this. Our office has no intention of stopping those who are chronically ill with AIDS, glaucoma, and cancer from obtaining any legally prescribed drug, including medical marijuana, to help them ease their pain. But the state's medical marijuana law is being severely abused, and it's led to the neighborhood pot dealer opening up storefronts. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under 600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Let's go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. We have changed over our provider to Google Groups now, so it's even easier to sign up for the updates list. So if you've noticed that you haven't been getting updates recently, it's because you must have missed the new invitation that we sent out, and so you need to re-sign up. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to continue to get the latest on the show. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. We had Doug call in last hour, and I'm still reflecting on his call, suggesting that Free Talk Live doesn't talk about personal issues enough, that we don't talk about personal freedoms enough on this program. I just think it's wrong. I mean, I understand that even when we're talking about personal freedoms, I think, Mark, you do a good job of throwing it back to a more economic-based... you can kind of relate it to economics. For instance, we were just talking about the war on drugs, and you mentioned that, well, the economic side is that these drug addicts need to get their hands on the money that they need to buy these products, and, of course, that's putting your family in danger. So I think that that's valuable. I think it's valuable that when I bring up a personal issue, you have the ability to spin it into more of, you know, the economic benefits of that, because what we're trying to do here is we're not just trying to sell liberty to the liberals, we're trying to sell it to everybody. We're trying to sell liberty and freedom to every possible interest group out there. So that includes so-called liberals and so-called conservatives and everybody else.
You know, and I'm sure the guy from Whole Foods is a very motivating speaker, but,
sure,
you know, he's not doing this show. And so we're going to have to kind of take it from our own right angles. And I like it from the economic angle, and there's half the people out there that they're going to relate to that.
Oh, plus, I'm just kind of looking back at the topics we've talked about tonight just to see what we've addressed here. The first thing we talked about was online gambling. Now, I understand that has to do with money transferring hands, but wouldn't you say that freedom to gamble is a personal issue?
I would say so.
It's the ability to be able to spend your money and recreate in the ways that you want to spend your leisure time in the ways that you think are appropriate. Gambling is definitely a personal freedom issue.
You know, and I guess he was concerned more about young people and appealing to them with the personal liberty side, and perhaps they're not as interested in the gambling aspect. It's a personal liberty that doesn't necessarily relate to a young demographic.
I don't know about that. Isn't Texas Hold'em absolutely extremely popular amongst young people?
Sure, but I don't know.
Maybe it's just because there haven't been enough raids on underground Texas Hold'em games. Maybe that's why they haven't really linked it together yet. But if you're a young person who's engaged in penny poker or Texas Hold'em or something like that with money, then you've broken the law, and you're at risk of being arrested for it. Or maybe even shot. Remember we had that story of the doctor that was running a gambling betting pool in his office, and the SWAT team raided and shot and killed the guy?
It's crazy.
Yeah. So there was that story, and then
such
we talked
a sad story.
We talked about the marijuana, and we talked to Richard from KT Ordnance, which that's not an economic issue per se. I mean, it's economics. There's different sides. I mean, it's economics from the side of it's his business. They stole his inventory. That costs him money. But at the same time, it's personal because it's his business, it's his life, it's how he's making he's spending his time and effort, and he should be free to do things the way he wants to. We talked about marijuana, and actually virtually the rest of the prep that I have tonight here is related to personal issues, including another story out of New Mexico that we're going to get to here in moments. You remember the story from New Hampshire a couple weeks ago with a guy who was videotaping the cops in his own home,
right,
and was charged with two felony counts of videotaping people without their permission? It's going on again, except in New Mexico. We'll give you the details.
Cops are lashing out against these cameras. They don't like it.
That's right. Your personal freedom to have a camera on your person in public and record these officers of the law. Let's go to Sean first, though, in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Sean.
Hi, guys. The state can film you and jam an examination tube down your throat all your life, but you can't film them back, right? That's great.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Well, about taxes, you know, you made a comment about how some parents spoil their children and do everything, all the work for them and all that, mm-hmm. And that's true. You know, they fill out the forms for them, and then later in life the kids don't pay their taxes. But I say that that's missing the issue entirely. I think the issue is that the state is not God and does not have the right to steal your money or any of your property for that matter.
Oh, absolutely.
And Yeah, well, good. Then we agree. So
we do. And yeah. I think it's a little unfair to people to say that, you know, don't educate your kids on filling out taxes. That way they don't have the opportunity to make their own decision as to whether they want to pay them or not when the time comes. You know, I mean, he needs to at least be able to do it whether or not he chooses to, you know?
Well, yeah, I guess you could sit down with your kids. But you know, it comes down to whether or not the individual person has the will to resist the state or is just going to sit back and get raped, basically.
I mean, oh, I understand. I agree. I think a parent should sit down and say, look, son, you know, here's taxes. We don't agree with them per se, but at the same time, if you don't have the courage to stray from them or to stay away from them on your own, then maybe you should consider doing them, and here's the way that you do it. I just think it's sad that some parents have left their kids in the dark, and now the guy's got a warrant out for his arrest as a result of that. That's all.
Well, yeah, that's all symptomatic of collectivism in all its forms.
Sure.
Another thing is that, you know, I have to get this dig in real quick. You're with the Free State Project, but you live in Florida?
That's correct. The Free State Project has members from all around the country and all around the world. I don't know how familiar you are with it, but it's a movement of 20,000 freedom-loving individuals that are going to be moving to New Hampshire. Some of them have moved already, but they're moving in advance of the official moving date, which is a good idea. I mean, we encourage it, and that's why we're moving this year. But according to the agreement of the Free State Project, the 7,000-plus people that have signed up so far are not required to move until we reach 20,000 signers, and even then there's then a 5-year window in which those people have to move to the Free State. So this is a long-term project, so it shouldn't be a shock that Free State Project members have not yet all moved to the state.
Well, okay, I understand that. I'm not against it per se. I just don't think that's the most effective way to regain freedom.
But no, what is the most effective way? Because
we're
looking for that.
Just, it's on an individual basis, not on a state basis. It's not a thing where you say, well, okay, if we get this amount of people, then we'll have freedom. See, it's not a statistical...
I don't understand, because I've been down here in Sarasota working on, you know, I've been working individually to spread the message of freedom down here, and I've been getting virtually no, you know, no return on my efforts. I've managed to uncover a couple of good activists in the last five or six years.
Maybe it's the approach. Maybe the Free State Project isn't the way to go. If you're not getting a response, maybe that's...
No. I've been working for the Libertarian Movement, not the Free State Project. I've had lots of success with the Free State Project.
Oh, okay.
It's just spreading liberty around here is just a waste of my time.
Well, what does libertarianism mean? Does it mean we have open borders and no sovereignty?
Libertarians want you to be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else in the process. So when it comes to borders,
but how do we define that?
I think you'll find that most libertarians think that borders are something that we do need to have opened to allow individuals to come here and make a life for themselves if they want to. And at the same time, a libertarian would be quick to point out that if you're going to have open borders, you also need to abolish the welfare system as well. That way you only have people coming here that are looking for a better life, not those that are looking for a handout. Does that make sense?
Only halfway.
What part's confusing?
Well, it's the part where we have open borders.
Okay,
well,
I
want to
ask you how you want to close the borders,
because
it sounds like you want to close the borders, so do tell me how that's going to happen. Hang on, Sean, we're going to come back to you. 1-800-259-9231. I love hearing people's visions for how they want to close borders, because it always comes down to a police state. But we'll see. Maybe Sean's got something original for us. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Hooray for the red, white, and blue. And for the patriot that waves our flags and wears our decals. Our cars. Some all-American advice for this hard-working public servant when I come back.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
While saluting all our heroes, remember your faithful cars and trucks and take some freedom of the road advice from our national colors, red, white, and blue. Red, your owner's manual lately? You'll find tips from gas octane to oil weights. White, snow of winter making driving treacherous? Tires should be all weather and well treaded. Blue, over your last repair bill? Preventive maintenance will identify small problems before they cost big bucks. Whether your vehicle's from foreign-friendly lands or all-American, be there for it so it'll be there for you. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Again, that's 800-259-9231. Tuesday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version, dial-up version, both of them totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, and Sean, again, in California, I believe. Sean, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
All right, so we were talking about borders, and you were kind of asking some questions about libertarianism and the border situation, the immigration situation. I pointed out that libertarians tend to be against welfare, meaning we'd like to end government welfare programs. That way, immigrants that are coming here to make a better life for themselves. And you say you disagree with that. What's wrong with it?
Well, first of all, let me just say that I consider myself to be a libertarian.
Oh, great.
Now, I understand that there are various strains, various...
Sure.
Within the movement. But,
absolutely.
I do consider myself to be a libertarian. I've read Rothbard and the rest of the literature. But I think that a mistake that you make is to neglect certain necessities in order to advance the cause. I think that in order to have a free market, which is, of course, the bedrock of libertarianism, I think, you have to have... You have to get rid of things like sweatshops and corporations as we know them today. See, I don't think...
I agree with getting rid of corporations. I just want to have businesses run by individuals who are responsible for their decisions.
In other words, at this point in time, if we open the borders up and let everybody come in, what is going to happen? We have corporations. We do not have a free market. We have sweatshops. And so it's not going to advance the cause. It's going to do the opposite.
I don't understand. What?
Where are the sweatshops?
Oh, well, I mean, you can call it whatever you want. Walmart, local Walmart, that's a sweatshop.
What?
If you've ever worked there,
Those people work there on a voluntary basis, sir. They choose to work for Walmart. There's no one being forced into labor.
They choose to work for the corporations who make the laws and who collect all the power and aggregate it unto themselves at the highest levels.
There's no doubt that the government is tied in. There's no doubt. I agree with you, Sean. I agree with you that the corporations are tied in with the government, and they're both protecting one another. Okay, so we agree with that.
Exactly. So in order to have a true libertarian state, you have to get rid of you have to get rid of the corporations as we know them today.
Okay, so let's end welfare. Let's end corporations, and then open the borders, right?
Yes.
Okay, great.
There's a progression here.
Okay,
In other words, you can't just open up the borders right now and just say, let everybody flood in. That only serves the corporate state.
I don't understand how that can be.
They want cheap labor.
I'm not sure that all you are doing
is you're not helping these migrants. You've created a new slave class.
That's not true, sir.
That's ridiculous. Okay, we've created a slave class by the fact that they're illegal. That much is true.
No.
But if we make them legal, they are not a slave class. They are capable of leaving a job at any time they want and go working. I'll grant you they'll work for low wages.
There's no opportunity under a collectivized state. We have a collectivized state currently. We don't have a libertarian state.
Why don't we have equal opportunity under this collectivized state that you're referring to?
Equal opportunity means nothing under a collectivized state.
Okay, well, why doesn't an immigrant that comes into this country right now with no minimum wage, why doesn't he have equal opportunity under the current system?
Equal opportunity in terms of being a slave. I mean, that he does have that.
What?
Yes.
How can
because
you define
a,
working?
No, listen,
stop
listen,
skirting my issue, man.
No, I'm not.
Answer my question.
I'm addressing it directly. If
okay.
You understand this?
No, you're
we
not.
We have a managed economy. We have a Federal Reserve. We have private banks printing the money.
Yeah.
We have corporations. We have a collectivized state.
Well, then what you're saying is that all of us are slave labor. Every
Absolutely.
One of us.
Every
okay.
one of us is.
Okay. As long as you put it under that context, then that we're all slave labor. I get where you're coming from because we have to do. We are slave labor. We have to do our work in order to pay the federal government, who actually just uses the money to, against the debt with the Federal Reserve.
So,
I understand where you're coming from.
Okay. So, no, understanding that, let me ask you this: since you have a specific order that you'd like to do things in. What would you like to see done at the border until we can get rid of welfare and end corporations?
Well, I also believe in sovereignty. I believe in a national...
Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I believe in a national libertarian movement. I don't believe in an international libertarian movement because that's impossible at this point in time. And that's,
okay, so what should be done at the borders?
All right. Right now, there needs to be a wall built.
Okay, who's going to pay for it?
Well, at this point in time, it would have to be the federal government.
Sir, that's not very libertarian.
Actually,
wait a second.
If you build this wall, you're going to trap all 300 million of us slaves in here.
No, that's not true. See, that would actually be a good thing, because then we would have to fight our way to freedom. But see, the point here is that...
Hello?
I'm here. There are already movements that are funding the building of a wall privately by donations. Uh-huh. Doesn't have to be the government.
Oh, okay. So let me see if I got this straight then. You're going to fund this on a private basis, and you're going to build a wall. But what if I live on the border, and I decide I don't want your wall on my property, and in fact, I'm going to let people into my property, and my property is connected with other people's private property that also believe in letting people into this country. What are you going to do to me?
Well, that's pure treason.
Yeah.
Because we have a nation state. Okay?
Right. Well, you know, I really don't care about your nation state, because what I care about is what the Statue of Liberty says on it. I don't know if you've ever read this poem.
The Statue of Liberty is an occult monument to despotism, okay?
Okay, you've just revealed yourself as a crackpot. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. An occult monument? He's going to tell us that it's built by the Illuminati next.
Mm.
I've heard these claims before. This Statue of Liberty was funded and built by the Illuminati. It's a symbol of evil. Sir, I don't care really who built the Statue of Liberty. I like the words that were written on it. Emma Lazarus. I don't know, maybe she was an occultist as well. But makes sense to me. She said, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest-tossed, to me. You know, I lift my lamp beside the golden door. She's asking for downtrodden individuals who are being crushed by
occult,
their state.
And whether it's an occultist statue or not, the fact is, those are your ancestors. The vast majority of Americans, that refers to them. That refers to Italian immigrants, Irish immigrants, Scottish immigrants. I mean, just so many people that make up this America. It probably, I mean, to some extent, it explains the Puritans that came here, the English that came looking for freedom. I mean, all the European immigrants all down the line. Now, granted, we've drugged some black people here against their will, and, you know, we've kicked the Indians' butts since they've been here, but a lot of Asians have escaped over to here, too. Mm-hmm. You know, to say it's an occultist statue, so what? Who cares where it came from?
Yeah, most Americans, when they see the Statue of Liberty, and I don't care, maybe he can back that statement up, but when people see the Statue of Liberty, they think about freedom, and they think about what that means to them, and how great the statue is, and the fact that Jesus, the symbol to the rest of the world, that America is supposed to be a place where you can come to make a better life for yourself, regardless of whether or not there are corporations here, or the government is printing money, and all of his excuses for the police state that he wants to impose on us.
And the corporations, that doesn't really matter much either way, because I'll grant you that a corporation is a fictitious legal construction, but you know, if somebody's going to make slave labor or a sweatshop out of someone, they're going to do it whether they're under the guise of a corporation or not. You know, there's some guy's going to start a company. It's not going to be a corporation, and he's going to make shirts cheaply by having people work for him for very little money.
Yeah.
If they will work for that very little money.
And it's voluntary. They're choosing to work there. Nobody has forced them into that position. Yes, I understand. They're forcing us to use their money. But we could stop. I mean, we could introduce an alternative currency, like the Liberty Dollar, for instance, and introduce some competition to the federal government's Federal Reserve notes. There's nothing preventing us from doing that. That's a totally legal alternative currency. And you know what's really sad is that that guy claimed to be a libertarian. And this is one of the things that our movement is going to be suffering from very soon, is all of these people out there claiming to be libertarians. As the word gets more and more popular, more people are going to be identifying themselves with it. We've seen government officials, not officials, but we've seen elected people that are Republicans and Democrats and big government freaks, sort of labeling some of their beliefs as libertarian. Oh, I'm kind of a libertarian on that. It's kind of turning into a new cool buzzword. We've got radio hosts in the industry that claim to be libertarians, but yet support war in the Middle East. I mean, there's all kinds of people.
I'll take it. I'll take that bastardization of libertarianism.
I personally don't appreciate it, and I'll continue to speak out against it, because libertarians believe in freedom. Every issue, every time. No excuses. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can sneak a call in here, even in the remaining moments of the show. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you should amp it. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the amplifier program. Over 250 of our listeners are contributing to us $3 a month at the bare minimum. That's a cup of coffee. If you appreciate Free Talk Live, you want to spread the show, you want to get the message of freedom and liberty on more radio stations and more internet connections, then AMP is the way to do it. Because we give you everything on our website for free. A year's worth of archives, bulletin board system, wiki, updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. All we ask in return is that you enjoy the show, spread us around, and maybe become an amplifier. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about all the perks that you'll get and learn about where we're spending the money, because we show you exactly where the money goes and how it's helping more stations come on board, and it really is making a huge difference for us. So we'd like you to get on board. amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, point of information. We have also asked some of our listeners to call their local talk stations about Free Talk Live. And many of you have done so, and it's really great. I mean, we really appreciate that, because when a program director of a local talk station hears from you and hears that, you know, hey, I live here in your market, and you know, I'd really like to hear Free Talk Live on your radio station, it makes a big impression on them. However, I've tried to make it clear, and maybe it hasn't been clear enough, that I want to make sure that those of you that are calling stations are only calling stations in your area. I actually had a program director email me today asking me to give him a call and told me that a couple people had called him claiming to be listeners to his radio station.
Uh-huh.
And then when he asked them some apparently very basic questions about his station and that sort of, you know, his programming, they had no answers. Now, I understand you can get nervous when you're making these calls, and so that might have been a factor, but if you don't live in the area of the station that you're calling, please don't call that station.
That's not fair. It's entirely unfair. I'll tell you, when I was the general manager of a radio station, I got calls from people who didn't know the difference between S and chocolate ice cream. I swear to God. But they got my telephone number off the air because it's the only way they could have gotten it. I mean, it was my cell number, and it's the only place it was. So they had to have been listening. They didn't know what they were talking about. They didn't know who they were listening to, but they were, in fact, a listener.
Oh, I realize that there are people that just sort of listen very casually, and they don't understand really what they're listening to. But our people that are calling these stations are calling, you know, they're calling for a reason. They're calling to ask for Free Talk Live to be put on the air, and that's great. But if you aren't really a listener to the station, please don't claim to be. Because if you claim to be a listener and the program director asks you a couple questions you don't know the answers, it's going to look bad. That's right. All. That's all I'm saying. So if you're not really a listener, you can still call if you live in the listening area and say, hey, I'm not a listener to your station, but I would be if you'd put Free Talk Live on the air. So if you are a listener, then you can tell them you are. Just be honest, okay? I'm not looking for anybody to scam anyone out there. I don't want any of my, you know, any of these stations to feel like they're being gypped or ripped off by Free Talk Live listeners. That's all. So
that sounds fair to me.
So if you want to help us out with that, go to local.freetalklive.com. Read the facts so you understand exactly what you're getting into. And do know that we really do appreciate the effort. All right, to the phones we go. Let's talk to Steve in Minnesota. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello, guys. What's up?
You tell me. You're on the phone. What's on your mind?
I'm a little drunk, but hey, that's all
okay.
Right. Anyways, in a true libertarian, the last caller, okay, you know, kind of went from the point of a true libertarian society. In a true libertarian society, there would be no such thing as a corporation, technically.
Correct. There would be businesses.
Exactly.
And is that all you wanted to say?
Yeah, basically. You know, hey, I think, you know, I have called my local station, you know, to back you guys up, you know, to try to get FTO on, but I think I'm the only one in my area that listens to your show.
Well, you need to tell some of your friends. Get them on board, man.
Exactly. And check out on the you can check out the map at map.freetalklive.com, and you can see whether there's other people in your area.
But hey, I want to let you know we appreciate you calling those stations. And really, I think most of the program directors do appreciate the calls. In fact, this guy told me, he said, look, man, I understand. I understand what you're doing, and I appreciate the fact that these people care enough about your show to make these calls. He was just saying if it was some other program directors that he's known in the past, they might have just simply said, you know, you got no second chance at this point. After receiving calls like that. So be honest with these guys, okay?
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate hearing from you.
Good one.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. All right. Albuquerque, New Mexico, from KRQE News. Undercover officers with the New Mexico Department of Public Safety that were out Saturday night trying to bust drunks leaving bars arrested three men for videotaping them. The three men showed up in court Sunday morning with an attorney to help fight the... I didn't know they had court on Sunday morning.
Depends on the place.
With an attorney to
fight...
You
ever see that show, Night Court?
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
To fight the felony charges they're facing. Jacob Traub owns the downtown distillery. David Garcia and Lance Gomez both work for him. One criminal complaint says an officer asked one of the men to stop videotaping for security reasons since he was working undercover. The complaint also says the man told the officer they were harassing the customers in the bar. The men's attorney, that means the cops were harassing the customers, so the bar owner and two of his employees started to videotape them.
It's their property.
No, it's not. It's the government's property, and they'll tell you exactly how and what to do with it.
Well, but I have to pay the rent or the mortgage on
correct.
That. Okay, I just want to make sure.
The men's attorney told KRQE they were videotaping on a public street, and there's nothing illegal with what they did. Quote, every citizen has a First Amendment right to videotape public officers in the performance of their duties on public property, and that's all that was going on here. I don't know if that's enshrined in the First Amendment, but nonetheless, it is government, and we pay for it, and it's supposed to. They're supposed to be our servants. Shouldn't you be able to record your servants in action? He goes on to say, Deputy Director of Special Investigations Division, Jim Plagan, said, quote, these three individuals were arrested for obstruction of the administration of the Liquor Control Act. To comment any further at this point, I think, would be inappropriate. The attorney in this case plans on filing an injunction and a civil rights lawsuit. All the men are charged with obstruction of the administration of the Liquor Control Act, and they're out on bond and now able to go back to work. So, felony charges here for these individuals. That's not cool. It's the same thing that's happening up in New Hampshire. The guy had cameras on his own house property, recording police officers on his own property, took the tape to the cops, was arrested, charged with two felony counts of recording without permission. In this case, the police were in the property or on and about the property of a bar owner. The bar owner sent out a couple of employees with cameras. And they were arrested.
You know, police departments are beginning to find out how dangerous the camera is to
some of their, you know, whether
their authority,
whether it's a standard operating procedure or whether it's a mistake on how things go on a regular basis. You know, you never know exactly what it is, but they realize that cameras make them look bad. It's going to be a war on
citizens
with cameras.
No, it's them that make them look bad.
Well,
they could behave for the cameras if they wanted to.
It's not. They act like they want to act any old time. The camera, on the other hand, when it's there and catches them, whether they know it or not,
yes.
It's on them. The camera is really what is the variable in the circumstance, not the officer. The officer's, I'm sure there's a lot more instances where they abuse authority that the cameras aren't there.
I think the only way to get this problem solved is to really push this issue, is to really get people out in the police's face with cameras as many times as is possible. Send out cop watch squads, send out two groups, two people in two separate two people per car, two cars, one of them with a microphone, a audio recording device of some sort, the other with a videotape, a video recording device, and send these people out to, for instance, scenes of, you know, where the police have pulled people over, where there are checkpoints,
mm-hmm.
Opportunities, and maybe just right into the police's front office. Maybe just start taping bureaucrats in their office.
They sure don't mind taping us in different places, going
right.
through stoplights or the different checkpoints and things that they do. I mean, they use cameras for their ability. Why is it that they have a problem with us using them against them?
What are they doing wrong? What
right.
do they got to hide?
What do they have to hide?
This is something that needs to be fought against, and it needs to continue to be brought to light. Because if people keep getting felony charges filed against them, and nobody really comes to their aid, and everybody just sort of shrugs their shoulders and says, well, you shouldn't have been taping the police, so sorry. Looks like you're going to jail, man. So if nobody really does anything about this, if people just get punished, and then they get shut down, you know, they get scared, and they don't want to do this again, then the police will continue to crack down on these sorts of incidents,
mm-hmm.
and case after case is going to go through, and the police are going to win. They're going to win this one. So the only way to fight this is to continue to tape the police. And I hope that happens in New Hampshire. I hope that cop watch groups get started up and get in the police's face and get it to the point where they expect to be taped, where they're used to being taped, where they're used to behaving. Because they're being taped by these individuals. Because if we let them get away with this, it's one more freedom that's being flushed down the drain by our apathy.
It's a big new one.
And it's disturbing.
Yeah.
All right, we're done. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at our website, freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.